This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
Metronome's digital clock in Manhattan has been reprogrammed to illustrate a critical window for action to prevent the effects of global warming from becoming irreversible. On Saturday, September 27th at 3:20 p.m., messages including "the Earth has a deadline" began to appear on the display. 103 months, 15 days, 40 minutes, and 7 seconds showed up, representing the time until the deadline occurs. According to a new report from Rystad, a Norwegian energy research firm, a societal shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy could force the largest oil companies to sell $111 billion worth of oil and gas assets in the coming years. Oil companies will need to streamline their oil and gas portfolios significantly to address low oil prices and falling demand for fossil fuels. The researchers from the Climate Impact Lab determined that the toll from future heat will be far worse than expected, with global annual mortality rates at the end of the century rising by 73 deaths per 100,000 people solely from excessive heat. That's a death rate comparable to the 72 per 100,000 that Arizona has seen from COVID-19 since January. The World Economic Forum released a report in September saying that their Trillion Tree Challenge plans to regenerate the planet through the planting of 1 trillion trees, capturing an estimated 200 gigatons of carbon over the coming decades. According to climate scientists, if we don't make significant progress in combating carbon emissions, global temperatures could rise above the critical 1.5 degrees centigrade threshold, permanently damaging the natural systems that sustain us. The planting of trees could become a vital part of this puzzle as they help absorb the carbon we produce. This year, Climate Action 100 Plus sent a letter to the CEOs and chairs of the board of 161 global companies. Those companies include 100 systematically important emitters, responsible for 2/3 of annual global industrial emissions, and more than 60 others who could drive the clean energy transition. It calls for these companies to go beyond a simple commitment to net zero business strategies by setting and publishing benchmark targets to measure their progress. After its 2017 launch at the One Planet Summit, Climate Action 100 Plus gained worldwide attention and emerged as one of the 12 key global initiatives to tackle climate change after getting more than 500 investors to sign on. The investors oversee more than $47 trillion in assets. A new project produced in collaboration with private landowners across the northern Great Plains of the United States will help fight the climate crisis by improving the health of 1 million acres of grasslands, increasing underground carbon storage, filtering clean water, and providing habitat for wildlife. Martha Kaufman, managing director of the Northern Great Plains Program of the World Wildlife Federation, said the WWF is joining forces with the Walmart Foundation, McDonald's, and Cargill to invest more than $6 million in this initiative to make lasting improvements to America's iconic grasslands. And finally, a super enzyme that degrades plastic bottles 6 times faster than before has been created by scientists and could be used for recycling within a year or two. The super enzyme, derived from bacteria that naturally evolved the ability to eat plastic, enables the full recycling of the bottles. The super enzyme was engineered by linking 2 separate enzymes, both of which were found in the plastic-eating bug discovered at a Japanese waste site in 2016.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.